שלום עליכם סווידיס פרנדס, אנחנו ממשיכים בשיעורים באורות הקודש, חלק ג' פסקה ל' עמוד מ' לזכות העם היושב בציון. אמר מרינו ורבינו מאור עינינו מרן הרב זצ"ל, הרצון הטוב החופשי מכל מועקה, the goodwill that is free from any hindrance, the divine will is the koach that reveals good. The koach of good, of tov, is the shorish from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The purpose of the creation of the world was the revelation of good. And so writes the Ramchal in Mesillas Yesharim, that the purpose of the creation was to do good. In the Derech Hashem, the Ramchal writes, הנה תיר הקיעו לבדו יסברך שמו השלם וסמיתיס ועקן ביאסו חפצה יסברך שמו להיטי וזולס ויאספק לו ביאסו מיטיב קצס טוב אל ביאסו מיטיב תחס הטוב שף של הברועים שיקב לו ביאסו ולבדו יסברך שמו הטוב עמית ולהסתפק חפצו הטוב אל ביאסו מהנה לזולס ובטוב ההוא עצמו שהוא בו יסברך שמו מצד עצמו שהוא הטוב השלם ועמיתי. So the תחס of the בריאה, the Ramchal says, is to give us good, and God is the only Shlemus, and therefore he wants to be Meitiv. So he doesn't want to do a little bit of good, he wants to be Meitiv Tachlis Tov, the ultimate good that we can possibly receive. So we understand now why the Ratzon HaTov is Ratzon HaChofshi, because the Ratzon is the Haschala from which the world started, and that Haschala was completely free. Vis-a-vis Shorash HaBriah, there's no Hechrech that's Machayev the Bari Olam to create the world. There's no hechrech legabe the Bari Olam in his high place, create or not create. Why did he want to create? He wanted to create in order to give us good. So that's haratzon hatov hachofshi mikol mu'aka. That's freed from any hindrance. Ruach Elokim hu amerachef b'chol ha'avaya. The spirit of God that hovers over all of creation, like it does in the Pasuk in Bereishis. So that richuf, that hovering on the Metzius, shows us that there's this koach ruchni that's mechay the world. Ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei amayim. And that koach ruchni is the ratzon for tov. And this koach is this type of all-encompassing koach and all of the Bria. So again, we have the Rav says, Ratzon HaTov HaChofshi Mikol Mu'aka, Ruach Elokim Hu Amerachef B'chol Haviyah, Mitgaleh B'libam Shel Tzadikim V'Yisharim B'chol Odo. So this goodwill that God had when he created the world, to do good to the world that's free from any hindrance, is revealed in the hearts of the Tzadikim and the Yisharim in all of its splendor. לפי הערך שהם מקבלים אותו, פועלו את פעולתו בלי הרף. Without any... So it's revealed in the hearts of the tzaddikim and the straight ones and the upright ones in all of its splendor, according to the measure with which they accept it. It does its impacts them constantly. So you have this koach in the Bria of Tov, and now it depends how much we're going to receive this koach. The more the person receives the koach, the more good he's going to do. So the Rav speaks about tzaddikim and yisharim will bring the world to good. The ability to connect to the good ratzon causes simcha. And therefore the pasuk in Tehillim, which talks about simcha, one of them, talks about the yisharim. Simchu b'shem, V'gilu tzadikim, v'harninu kol yishrei lev. So we have the simcha and the gila and the renana relating to the tzadikim and the yisharim, because they're connected to God's goodwill. And it's always there, and it depends on how much they're makabel this, how much they're makabel this ratzon tov. And the tefisa, this understanding that the godly vitality didn't only create the world, but in the past, but it's machai the world at every moment, is brought by Arichos B'Sifrei Chassidus. The Rav in the second volume of Aris HaKodesh is makdish an entire seder in the sefer to be mevar this inyan of Chiyus Elokis of godly vitality. Orot HaKodesh Chelek Bet Amud Shin Chavtet Piska Aleph. Ziv Or Elohim HaMemalei Et HaOlamim Kulam Mechaye U'Marve Otam. הזיו החי בעצמו מופיע הוא בהודו על כל ועיני כל פונים אליו. The splendor of the light of God that fills all of the worlds, מחיה the worlds, sustains the worlds, saturates the worlds. This living splendor appears in all of its splendor on everything, in all of its glory on everything, and everyone, all the eyes turn to it. It's important to know when the Rav uses a different term like Hod and Hadar and Ziv. So he's referring to deeper Kabbalistic concepts, and that's beyond my pay scale, as they say. Just we learn the Rav Derech HaNigla, not the Derech HaNister. Derech HaNister, we have to go to people who understand the Nister. Boneu ota olamot b'magamato, machiv otam b'mishpato, v'chozer u'boneu otam b'tzura yoter mazhira. God builds the worlds with his focus, destroys them with his judgment, and then goes and builds them again in a shinier way. So the Medrash that says that God built worlds and then destroyed them, built worlds and then destroyed them. He said, these worlds I want, these worlds I don't want. Maral and the Be'er Agoyla and the Be'er Revi says not literally building and destroying worlds, just improving on them. Maral says, כאשר תמצא בכל הנברואי, מה שיבור השם יסבור חויסם, או יבור אלום, סמחוי במרדי נהניין לי ויסין לא הניין לי, וזה כי מתחיל לבור הנברואים, ובשל שנברו לא יבור למציאוס האחר, היועסם הנברואים עיקר הבריאה, בשם המציאוס עליהם, עד שבור השם יסבור חויסם אודם, שהוא עיקר המציאוס ומרדי נהניין לי, יסון לא נהניין לי, ובזה נחב ושאר נמצאים. כאשר בוחר השם יזברך באדם שהוא עיקר המציאס, כלומר שאין שם מציאס נאופל עליהם, כמו כן בכל מי הסלוקים שמתחיל לבוא למאומוס, והם המציאס של העולם הזה, כאשר לא יהיה עדיין עם הזה שבוחר השם יזברך, כשהוא ישראל לא יהיה נברא ובוחר עם האומוס, ושוב לא יחשבו המציאס כלל. So, when he creates the animals, then he creates human beings, it's like the animals are destroyed. Because the human beings are the עיקר of the בריאה. And when he creates the nations, first they were the nations, then he created Klal Yisrael. And now the nations are like they were destroyed, because they're there, because Am Yisrael is the Ikar HaBriah. So that's the inyan of Boina Lomot Sumachriva. So this Ratzon is constantly improving the world, because it's Boina Lomot Sumachriva. In other words, the previous Matthias was unwanted. And now it goes to a better Metzius, and the world is constantly going towards its ultimate Tikkun. And this is because of the Ratzon HaTov of Hashem to give us the ultimate good. Meleah Hatamah V'Tzedek Muchlat. The Hitkadmut of the world, the advancement of the world, expresses a Hatamah, that there's no gaps in the Metzius. All the Shlavim in the Metzius have this Hatamah. And that causes an absolute Tzedek. The chisaron of the metzias is when there's no haptamah, things don't fit, there's no justice. But when the things are going as they should, there's a haptamah, there's tzaddik in the metzias. So again, let's see the lashon of the Rav. Haratzon atav ha-chavshi mikol mu'akar, ruach Elohim hu ha-merachef b'chol ha-avaya. Metgaleo b'libam shel tzaddikim v'yisharim b'chol ha-dor. So this ratzon atav of advancing the world, developing the world, bringing the world to good, is it revealed in the hearts of the tzaddikim and the yesharim? L'fi ha'er shem mekablim oto, to the extent that they accept it. Pulat pulato b'li haref. And it does its actions without any stoppage. Bonei oto olamot b'magamato, machiv otam mishpato, builds the worlds with his magam, with his ratzon tov, destroys them with his mishpat, chozer bonos ha'masir yotzer mazhira, and then rebuilds them again, improving on them. Malei ha'tamah v'tzedek muchlat. It's absolute justice. It's completely matim. It's completely fitting, because the world is advancing, and therefore each stage fits in with the previous stage and the next stage. V'nishmateinu anu kulas fugam meyor yishal dinah v'kulam etaneget v'al tuvo ha'misorat ha'kadosha koreit utanu letkasher kulanu v'chol avayatenu v'chol achot chayinu bor chayim elyonim halalu sheim chayim min ha'olam ad ha'olam. הנשמה שלנו היא משויכת אל האור העתידי. Our neshama is relating to the future light, and that light fits with the neshama, because the neshama is created from the divine light, from the Ratzon HaTov. And therefore, the neshama is waiting, is misanik, from that yashrus, from that tov, from that or yashar. Which again is a Kabbalistic concept, apparently talking about the future light. So we like that future light, it's misanik on the good of that light, the good that's ultimately going to come to the world. HaMesorah HaKadosha, the holy Mesorah, the holy tradition, calls us all to connect with all of our beings, with all of the ways of our lives, to this great light, to this light of life. So the Rav explains that the connection to that light is revealed in the Mesorah, in our tradition, in Torah and Mitzvahs. Torah and Mitzvahs are the way to connect God to that Ratzon, to bring the world to ultimate goal, to ultimate perfection. So the way to go there is by connecting to our tradition, to connecting to this divine light through the Torah. Shem Chaim en Olam Bad Olam. So that they live from this world to the next world. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael en Olam Bad Olam. V'amar Kol Amen Hallelujah. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, 106:48. Sotun Divrei Hayamim, Chronicles 1:16:36. The Mishnah in Brachas brings a diuk from this pasuk. Brachas 54a, called Chotmei Brachas Shebemikdash Hayomrim Ad Olam. Tukulat Tugim Ramin Olam Elochad Eskinu Shayomrim Olam Ad Olam. So all of those who concluded Brachas in the Mikdash would say for Ad Olam forever. And the Tugim said, no, there's only one Olam. There's only one Ad Olam. It's only in this world. And they said, Mina Olam Ad Olam, from this world to the next world. So the mitzvahs, the Mesorahs, the tradition brings us to the ultimate tikkun. And this tikkun is poured on this world and on the next world. Both worlds can receive their tikkun from our tradition, from mitzvahs, from Torah. Hinenu kru'im l'tu'amei mi'al ma'agal k'samim atzar shel cheshbonot pi'utim. A person lives in a very narrow reality. So what we're called to do is to try to elevate ourselves above this little rat race we all find ourselves in. And know that we're living, most of us, unfortunately, a relatively low existence, focused a lot on the needs of the goof and the desires of the goof. And we have to connect ourselves to the Ratzon Elyon. To this vicious cycle that we're all in of little cheshbonos that we have. So he uses this musig of ma'agal, and that's a Kabbalistic concept of igulim. So in the Olam HaPnimius, we learn that there are two kochos that are mashpi on the mitzias. There's a general mitzias that gives chiyus to the klal olam, and that chiyus is mashpi even to the lowest places, and there's a mitzias of or eloki, hachoder letoch ha-mitziyut, shenemshal lekav. So that light also elevates the mitzvahs. So you have this ma'agal that's stuck in its own. It's the cycle. It's a lower. It's mashpi even on the lower levels of creation. But again, it's a circle. It can't get out of itself. It's sort of lachud, it's trapped. And then we can escape this by connecting to the Or HaYashar that elevates the mitzias. So it could be that the Rav is explaining Sha'aratzon hu choder letoch ha-mitziyut, that this ratzon penetrates into the mitzias and elevates it from its natural circle. That within the mitziut ha-reduda v'apshuta, the very somewhat superficial lifestyle that many people live, and the Or HaElyon that comes in is able to elevate us from this this lower state that we're in. So that's what it means. We have to elevate ourselves above that. Vim kol zeh חשבון קטן נמצא ומתמצא, מצרפים לנו את הצירופים, מחברים לנו את ניתוקי החיים אל העירייה הגדולה של החיים. So this elevated perspective isn't mevatel the circle, the lower circle, rather it elevates the lower circle. Some people think that kedusha is mevatel the little cheshbonis that we have. Yesh asovrim sheberega sheyesh kedusha, there's no room for dvarim ketanim, but the Rav explains שההבדל במציאות לא יגרום ביטול של המקומות הנמוכים. What's going to happen is that the מקומות הנמוכים are going to be מסחבר to Kedusha. And that chibur is going to cause that the lower Metzius is not going to be disconnected anymore, it's not going to be detached. You have to just connect the lower parts to the Etromemut, to the higher Madregas. So this positive Ratzon of bringing good to the world can give new kochos to the world. אלא אור כסלמה שיוצר החיים לובש אותה מראש מקדם, אותה אור כסלמן, אותה שמיים כעירייה. The Rav is explaining the Kedush over here, it's mashpi on the world. And it fits into the Pasuk, Ota or Kesalma, it surrounds itself with light like a garment. Nota Shemayim Kairiya, and he spreads out the heavens like a Yiriya, like he wraps himself in light like a cloak. He stretches the heaven like a curtain. So the Medrash says, Kiviyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu enclothes himself in the light. So it means Oto or Kesam, it's like he's wearing the light. Minayin Shemiyor Levusho Nivra, Shenamar Oto or Kesam, Ondo Shemayim Kayiriya. The Medrash says, how do you know that the world was created from the light of God's Levush? As it says, Oto or Kesam, Ondo Shemayim Kayiriya. So this light is malbish the whole world with God's Ratzon. And this Levush is mechaseh, covers the klalos of Adam. And the koach of Ratzon connects the whole Metzius to this godly light, to take even those things that are detached and are very low, ultimately to one big curtain. And the problem with lower Ratzonis is that they're disconnected from the bigger picture. So l'chor, a person wants to eat, that's a lower ratzon. You want to be mevatel this ratzon? Of course not. You want to be able to want to continue eating. But this ratzon is only no good if it's disconnected from the ultimate purpose. A person who eats just in order to eat, just in order to get pleasure, detaches it from the purpose. The purpose of eating is to give us nourishment, to be able to serve God. And therefore, we have to connect this to the Ratzon HaKlali of bringing good to the world. So again, that's a very deep shtickle. What shtickles of Rav Kook aren't deep? So again, the Rav says, HaRatzon HaTov HaChofshi Mikom Mu'aka, the goodwill that's free of any hindrance, Ruach Elokim Hu HaMerachef V'chol HaHaveya, is the Spirit of God that spreads over, that hovers over all of existence. מתגלה בליבם של צדיקים וישרים בכל הודעות, revealed in the hearts of צדיקים and ישרים, in all of its splendor, לפי איך שהם מקבלים עושה, to the extent that they receive it. פועלת פעולתו בלי הרף, and it does its job without any stoppage. בנו את העולמות במגמתו, it builds the worlds with its focus, מאחר ועושה במשפטו, then it destroys them, with its judgment, and then חוזר בונוסה בצורי עושה מסיר, and then builds it in a shinier way, in a more glorious way. Because again, it's when the improvement is called destroying, as we explain. It's filled with, it fits, each stage fits, and it's absolute justice. Our souls are completely saturated with this future light of future perfection, of goodness. It gets complete pleasure from its good. And our holy tradition calls us to connect all of us with all of our existence, all of our beings, with all the ways of our lives to this great divine light. And this divine light brings a tikkun both to this world and to the next world. And again, we're able to connect to the light through keeping of Torah and mitzvahs. ואם זה כל חשבון קטן, מנצר ומתמצא, מצרפים לנו את הצירופים, מחברים לנו את ניתוקי החיים ואת היראה הגדולה של החיים. So we have to elevate ourselves above the little rat race of the world that going in the circles, the little חשבונס we have, and yet the little חשבונס we have can be important if we מצרף מצירופים. Obviously it's a Kabbalistic concept of making tzirufim between osios, between olamos, whatever the Rav is referring to. But the point is, on our level, we have to be mechaber nitugi achayim al iriya gedola shal achayim. We have to be mechaber all of this great sheet, this iriya gedola, the curtain, the great curtain of creation. We have to connect it all to the orca salma, to this light that's like a cloak. Shiyotzer achayim lo vishasim rosh mikadem, that the one who created life wore it from the beginning. Oter gasam not shemaim kayuria. That Hashem was, as the pasuk says, wrap himself in light like a cloak, stretches the heaven like a curtain. So when he created the world with this light. So we have to connect to this light. And what is this light all about? What this light is all about is the connecting of all of creation to the ultimate purpose, to the ultimate good. That's the goal of this light. And we connect to this light through our keeping of the Masorah. So primarily this is revealed in the Tzaddikim and the Yesharim. And we're called upon to be the Tzaddikim and the Yesharim. That we should feel this light. We should be able to connect to this light. So, Pile Plos, and the Ma'amar Sukam Al Yedei Harav Tzuriel, who writes Sikumim of all the Shtiklach and the Shmona Kvatzim, Haratzon HaTov HaMarchev Ba'Avaya U'Boneh Oto HaMachuiva, this good light, this goodwill that hovers over all of existence, HaBoneh Oto HaMachuiva, that builds it and destroys it, is revealed in the souls according to their size, according to their ability to receive. And we are called to connect to this again through Torah and Mitzvahs. Okay.